flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
a pair of acrobats, a father and his daughter, performed street shows, and in that show, the father would hold a pole on his head and daughter would climb the pole, and then the father would walk. They would perform this play and earning their livelihood. The father said to his daughter one day, "Look, whilst we perform this play, you keep watch on me and I keep a watch on you so that we do not fall and the play should go on smoothly." The daughter said, "No, father, we should not do like this. You look after yourself and I will look after myself. Then only we will be able to balance." If you look after yourself and I look after myself, then only we would be able to perform this play. It is said that Buddha told this story to his disciples. You look after your own self and automatically the rest will follow. You look after your own consciousness, the light of consciousness, and the world would get enlightened. Enlightenment is the spiritual heater. Each one should look after oneself, then automatically the world will get enlightened. In today's Murli Baba said, "You are living lights, living lamps." You are responsible for spreading light and dispelling darkness. If you flicker, it does not look good. If you extinguish, there will be darkness in the world. If you burn brilliantly, there would be light in the world. The day and night happenings depends upon you. So check your light, how it is, what it is, how brilliantly it is burning. Is there any carelessness in the attempt? So check, self-check on carelessness. Find out moments of carelessness. Carelessness is not there all the time. There are few selected moments where we become careless. Spiritual life demands consistency in efforts. A slight carelessness and you come down faltering. Baba said, "You are wearing a crown, the crown of responsibility. See the fitting. Are you wearing it all the time?" Small acts of seva or service would instill in you the sanskars of staying always crowned. So never miss the opportunities. There is no such distinction as small seva and big seva. Every small act of service done in the spirit of selflessness instills in you the sanskar of being crowned. With this responsibility. So crown is of responsibility. So let it stay with you all the time. Responsibility check. Baba said, "You are responsible. Your light is the canopy for the world. So strengthen your resolves. Determination. Responsibility visualization. Your light is the support for the world. Your brilliance, your radiance, would dispel the darkness prevalent in the world. The worldly people are thirsty, roaming in the dark, groping in the dark. And you are the Chaitanya. You are the living light, the living lamp. So, two things. See that this lamp is always burning, and second, You are always wearing the crown of responsibility. Keep checking the crown all the time. These are the two important points from today's Murli. We have finished 1981. All the Avyakta Murlis of 1981. And now we enter into the new year, 1982. There's a story of a man who was afraid of his own shadow. He heard that shadow means death. He heard that if a shadow you are seeing around, it means death is approaching you. And he was disturbed to the core, because as he would walk in the sun, there was a shadow and he was terrified all the time. He started running here and there to approach, to escape the shadow. The shadow was all the time there. He approached a Sufi master and asked, "Master, what should I do? I am petrified. I don't know what to do. Shadow is death, I have heard. How should I escape this?" The master said, "You don't have to run hither and thither. Have you seen a tree?" The seeker, the man said, "Yes." "You must have seen it has got a lot of shadows." The man said, "Yes." "So?" The master said, "Go and sit under a tree and then see what happens." The man went to the tree and sat under the shade of the tree. Lo and behold, his shadow was gone. He was extremely happy. He came to the master and expressed his gratitude. "How did you do this?" The master said, "I didn't do anything. I just made you to sit under a tree. Because the shadow is unreal and you are fighting with your own shadow. If you give importance to the things that don't exist, if you give importance to the things which are false, they can induce in you a sense of fear. See the reality. Open the eyes. The shadow is shadow, it cannot terrify me. So long as you run away from the things you are afraid of, they will scare the limelights out of you. See them, watch them, face them, and they run away. The lamp isn't afraid of the shadow. The lamp knows to burn brightly. So keep burning all the time. Keep burning the light of eternal knowledge is the lamp within you. The journey of spirituality is the journey of enlightenment. It is a journey of self-awareness. Moment to moment, mindfulness. It's not about sitting at one place and meditating. Baba said, "Just check your light. Is it flickering?" Consistency is the most important thing in spirituality. Consistency in your spiritual practices. No matter how, what is happening outside, but you remain consistent. So how to keep this light unflickering? Consistency, determination. If I get extinguished, there would be darkness in the world. The world depends upon me. These are the versions of self-respect. So these are the four tasks from today's Murli. The first is responsibility visualization. Draw a picture where your light is the canopy for the world. Keep reminding yourself that I am responsible. There should not be a single moment of carelessness. So find out those moments of carelessness and methods to fix those moments. Getting up at Amrit Vela, studying Murli in depth, not just superficially. Moments of silence, moments of solitude, mindful eating, mindful drinking, vicinity of nature, performing actions in remembrance, coming back and get centralized in the evening. Keeping a check on oneself. The third is you can draw a crown symbol. Baba said, keep wearing this crown all the time. It's a responsibility crown. Don't think that it is only for the seniors. Don't think that it is there sometimes, it is not there sometimes. It should be there at all the times. Even whilst you are sleeping, you are awake all the time. The inner voice should tell you that you are responsible. You are on the stage, the whole world is looking at you. Even if you are in your room with doors and windows closed, there is something. Somebody awakened, somebody looking at you. And strengthen your resolve, dritta, determination. You should create your own affirmations for strengthening the resolve. These are the four tasks from today's Murli. Murli also talks about a rope of love. You are the magicians of love. With this love, you have brought Baba under your control. So this is the theory part of the Murli. What I have to do. Remind yourself, what are my responsibilities? Keep burning all the time. The flame should remain unextinguished. And how do you do that? Keep reading. Keep churning. Keep meditating. In the deeper stages of meditation, many secrets are revealed. Meditation is the ultimate gymnastics of the soul. Where the soul becomes strong, flexible, healthy. Without flexibility, the soul would become flabby, dull, will lose enthusiasm. So keep flexing the muscles of the soul. Keep it active. And what is meditation? Meditation is just to be who you are. That's it. It should not be complicated. What is the technique? What is the path? It is the pathless path. It is the technique-less technique. The more techniques you have for meditation, you get lost. Just sit and be what you are. The only law in meditation is to have no law. What laws? What rules? What rigidity? What regulations? Just sit and be who you are. God is not something of an extraterrestrial being. If he is your father, sit and talk with the father. If he is your friend, what rules you need to have whilst talking with your friend? A friend has come after many years. Do you set any rules? Are there any rules for partying and celebration? Meditation is the celebration. It is the ultimate divine dance. It is joy. It is bliss. It is festival. It is festivity. The friend has come. Sit with him. Dance with him. Go with him. Move with him. Enjoy with him. Freak out with him. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to set rules. The more rules you have, the more complex the meditation becomes. Let it remain as simple as possible. Sit and be what you are. Sit and talk with him. Rejoice with him. Whisper into his ears. Jump with him. Dance with him. The utter lawlessness is the ultimate meditation. Om Shanti.